Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with two great guest stars, Arkansas's first citizen, Bob Burns, and Hollywood's greatest menace, Richard Widmark. Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and of course, our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Hi, this is Dottie. Thanks an awful lot. Looks like big doings around here tonight, what with Richard Widmark coming over to scare all of us.
Hey, wait a minute, Dottie. When you talk about scaring folk, let me tell you about the scariest man I ever knew in my life. That was my Uncle Fudd.
Why, Bob Burns.
Hello, Dottie. It sure is nice seeing you.
Well, thanks, Bob. But what about the scariest man you ever knew, your Uncle Fudd?
Oh, Uncle Fudd? Oh, well, he never really scared anybody. I just figured as good a way to get out here as any.
You're going to have to be on your toes, Bob. You know who's coming over tonight?
No, who's that?
Richard Widmark.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that boy in pictures. He got himself quite a reputation for being tough, but... Dottie, between you and me, I could play those parts in pictures.
You?
Why, sure. Now, just listen to this. There, now, what does that sound like?
Like a fellow from Arkansas who needs a bicarbonate of soda. Hello, Dottie.
Hello, Richard. I want you to meet Bob Burns. Bob, this is Richard Widmark.
Glad to know you, Bob.
Glad to know you.
Say, you know, I could use a big, strong guy like you in my mob.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, it could be. Tell me, can you handle a deadly weapon?
Guess this guy never heard me play the bazooka, huh, Dottie?
Richard, quit playing the tough guy and be yourself.
Okay, I was only kidding. Say, by the way, Dottie, what are you doing later this evening?
Well, I hadn't made any plans.
Good, let's all do something.
Well, now, look, if you folks would like it, I could arrange a big hay ride out to my farm in the valley.
Oh, it'd be a beautiful night for it. I'd love to.
A hay ride?
Why, sure. You see, I'll invite a lot of fellas and the girls, and I'll get out the old hay wagon, load it with fresh hay, hitch up the horses... I'll do the driving, then you and Dottie climb aboard, then you put your arm around Dottie and she puts her head on your shoulder.
What happens then?
Look, son, I thought of the wagon, I thought of the hay, I thought of the horse, and I offered to drive, but if you can't think of what to do, you drive.
Thank you, Bob Burns, Richard Widmark, and Dottie L'Amour. And now a message from somebody who knows how to make a message appetizing.
Get the best, get Seal Test. ICE, ICE, they're just wonderful, gee. ICE, ICE, they're the tops, we agree.
Everybody's singing the praises of ICE, Ice Cream Eclairs by Seal Test. A flavor symphony of luscious cake, topped with thick chocolate fudge and super smooth Seal Test ice cream. A mouth-melting crust of dark, rich chocolate and rosettes of real whipped cream. Seal Test Ice Cream Eclairs.
Are just wonderful, gee.
So wonderful, you'll call for encores again and again. For a delicious, lip-smacking treat, head for your nearby Seal Test dealers and...
Get the best at Seal Test Ice Cream Eclairs.
Here's Dottie with a lot of glamour, but very little grammar, singing You Was.
If you would have asked me who the sweetest one I knew was, I'd say you was. If you would have asked me who my favorite point of view was, I'd say you was. When you're not near, my heart is inclined to waste away. But when you're here, the funny part is, my heart is a spherical, lyrical miracle all the day. If you were to ask me who the apple of your eye was, I'd say I was.
I'd say you are.
If you were to ask me who your sweet potato pie was, I'd say I was.
Yes, you are.
Supposing you paid a visit to a certain preacher, supposing you overheard me practicing I do, and you were to ask me who the bride and groom to be was, I'd say we was, me and you. We was.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here comes that well-known killer, Richard Widmark. I said, here comes Richard Widmark. Hello? What? Richard Widmark at the psychoanalyst? Well, we'd better get over there right away and see what's doing. Yeah, thanks. Goodbye.
I need your help, Doctor. That's why I came to you.
I understand. What's your name?
Richard Widmark.
Now, before I finish with you, you're going to tell me everything about yourself. Do you understand? Everything.
You see, Dr. Lamour, when I made the appointment, I didn't know I was going to see a lady psychoanalyst. You see, there's some things in my past that I might not be able to tell to
there,
a lady.
There, there, now. You're taking the wrong attitude. Now, just forget that I'm a woman.
What's that?
I said, forget that I'm a woman.
Oh. Well, in that case, you'd better slip into a long winter overcoat.
I think we'd better get started. Now, what's your trouble?
That's my trouble.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, it's like this. When other fellas laugh, the world laughs with them.
Yes?
But when I laugh, 20th Century Fox makes a picture out of it. You see, Doctor, I'm a killer. But I want to be like other people. I don't want people to hide when they see me.
Well, there must be some reason for your being that way. There's only one way to find out the psychological cause. We must go all the way back to your childhood. Now delve into your earliest memories.
Well, let's see now. It seems like even in grammar school, I wasn't like the other kids. I went to PS8, and a typical day in school went something like this.
All right, now, children, a few arithmetic problems. Johnny Smith?
Yes, teacher?
Now, if you had 3 apples and somebody gave you 4 more apples, how many apples would you have?
7 apples.
Very good, Johnny. Now, Richard Widmark.
Yeah, what do you want now?
If marshmallows cost a penny each, and you bought 12 marshmallows, and you gave the storekeeper only 8 cents, how much would you owe him?
You ain't gonna put the finger on me for that, teacher. I wasn't on that marshmallow caper. I got an alibi, tell you. I was home. I can prove it.
Richard, don't get so excited.
I got witnesses, I tell you.
Richard. Oh, dear. Richard, it's about time we had a talk. What is this I hear about you terrorizing the children during recess?
What's a beat this time?
I was told the children were playing hopscotch, and you broke up the game.
Yeah, that's right. And if they play hopscotch again, I'll break it up again, see? Because I just took over this side of the school, see? And they're going to use my scotch or else, see?
Oh, Richard, you're incorrigible. And I'm going to punish you. This afternoon, you're going to stay in school for 1 hour.
Oh, yeah?
And just... Just for that, I'm going to keep you in for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's what you think. I got the smartest mouthpiece in town. He'll spring me out of here in 20 minutes.
Oh, I don't know what to do with you. Why can't you be like all the other children in PS8?
Because I'm doing it the hard way. 2 fours.
Yeah, Doctor, that was a typical day in school.
Well, so much for your childhood. Tell me, since you've grown up, has there been any romance in your life?
Yeah, I had a girl. She was lovely. We loved each other. I'll never forget the night I took her for a ride in the country. It was a beautiful night.
Jeez, it sure is beautiful out tonight, honey.
Yeah, it's
nice riding through the country, ain't it?
Yeah. Ain't it? How about we park a while?
Gee, you're so romantic-like.
Gee, it's nice tonight. Soon it'll be spring.
Yeah. Tell me, Richard, what does spring mean to you?
It means I dump this car and steal a convertible.
Just listen to them birds.
Yeah. You like birds?
Do I like birds? Why, for 2 years I went steady with the stool pigeon. Gee, how time flies. You know, you and me been engaged now for 6 years?
Gee, 6 years.
Yeah. And that ain't counting the year I spent in Tehachapi.
You know, baby, I think it's about time you and me got married.
Darling!
Hey, wait a minute. You know, I don't know much about your family.
Well, what's there to know? Papa's a bank robber, Mama's a pickpocket, my brother Joe's a counterfeiter.
Yeah, wait a minute. What about your other brother?
What other brother?
The one you never talk about. What does he do?
Oh, well,
Come clean.
Please, you're hurting my arm, Richard. Well, he works for a living.
Works? So you thought you could put something over on me, huh? Expecting me to marry into a family like that, huh?
But it ain't my fault, I tell you.
What do you mean?
Well, can I help it if there's one black sheep in the family?
And that was the end of that. I never saw her again. Well, Doc, have you found out the reason yet why I'm such a despicable character?
Well, I thought I had it a few times, but not quite. It's obvious that for some reason or other, you're angry at the world. Something was done to you at some time in your life that you resented terribly. Now think. Think very hard.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
I got it. It was the day I was born. I can see it all now. The doctor. Yeah, the doctor. He was a great big guy and I was small, very small. There I was, just coming into the world. And you know what that guy did to me?
What?
He held me upside down and he slapped me. The rat.
But doctors do that to all babies, you see.
Yeah, well, this is one baby they can't do it to, you see. Nobody slaps me around, see.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna get that doc if it's the last thing I do. Well, I'm at peace at last. I did it, and I'm glad.
You mean you tracked down the doctor?
Yeah, I found him all right. Last night, I followed him to a Turkish bath. I went in after him, and I hid. He took a steam bath, then he had a massage, then he went into a shower. When he came out of it, I knew I had him.
Don't tell me you...
Yeah, I picked him up by the ankles, and I slapped him just like he slapped me.
Thank you, Richard Widmark. You were wonderful. And we're glad your new picture for 20th Century Fox, Down to the Sea in Ships, is such a great hit. All set, crew chiefs. Henry Russell and the orchestra are ready for you with Look Up.
Look up, look up, when everything's looking down. Whenever you're low, let everything go. Come out of that gloomy frown. Whenever those clouds are gray, it's gonna be fun whenever that sun starts chasing those clouds away. There's no room for old man gloom, so shake him. You're bound to take him.
Just try a smile or two.
But whatever you do, look up, look up. Don't ever give up the fight. When everything's wrong, it's never too long till everything turns out right. So whatever you do, look up. There's no room for old man gloom, so
I'll shake him. You're bound to take him.
Just try a smile or two.
But whatever you do, look up. Look up. Don't ever give up the fight. When everything's wrong, it's never too long till everything turns out right. So whenever you're blue, here's what to do. Look up, look up, look up. Look up.
Calling for eclairs. Calling for eclairs.
All over the country, they're calling for eclairs at Seal Test Soda Fountains. They're the new flavor sensation, a mellow melt-in-your-mouth combination of luscious cake, velvety ice cream, rich chocolate, and snowy whipped cream. And every delicious bite is famous Seal Test quality. That means tops in ice cream treats. For a surprise dessert, a between-meal snack, or any time, Seal Test ice cream eclairs are simply wonderful. Make your call tonight.
Go to your Seal Test dealer. Go to your Seal Test dealer and...
Get the best, get Seal Test ice cream eclairs.
As soon as Bob Burns gets the plumbing on his bazooka assembled, he's going to return to our Variety Theater footlights. But in the meantime, here's Dottie with a song which has become a classic. I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
I can't give you anything but love. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you always pine for. I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets were worth doesn't sell. Baby, till that lucky day, you'll know darn well. Can't give you anything but love.
Gee, but I would love to see you looking swell. Oh, baby, a lot of those trinkets Woolworth doesn't sell. Oh, baby,
till that lucky day, you'll know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
I will always love
you. No, I can't give you anything but love.
New York has its Niagara Falls, Arizona has its Grand Canyon, California has its San Fernando Valley and Arkansas. Well, the other day Bob Burns called me on the phone and said he just had to come down to my program tonight, so who am I to turn down such a guest star? Anyhow, Bob, it's nice having you here, no matter what the reason.
Well, thank you, Dottie, but the reason I came down here is because, well, it's something I never told you about, Dottie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we worked together lots of times on the radio and over at Paramount.
That's right.
All that time, I always knew there was something about you that interested me.
Oh.
But I guess I was too busy to find out what it was. And, well, I used to look at you and I'd say to myself, now there's a girl. Of course, I was on the right track right there, see? And, but you know, I never did know till one night I was listening on my radio to your program. And I heard you singing, and all of a sudden it hit me just like that.
Oh?
What it is, Dottie, you know, you remind me so much of a girl that I fell in love with back in Van Buren a long time ago.
Well, was she pretty?
She was the prettiest thing that ever walked down Main Street in Van Buren.
Oh.
I think one of the most attractive things about her was her gold teeth. She had so many gold teeth that when she smiled, she looked like she had a mouthful of watch chain.
And you started right in, what's the word, sparking her?
Well, no. Well, that's the right word. And you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you said it awful cute, too. But,
well, thanks.
But, Dottie, that's what held me back. I didn't know how to spark a girl, and I didn't know anything about sparking any kind of a girl, as a matter of fact, especially a sophisticated girl like her.
Oh.
Yeah, she'd been on more laps than a cafeteria napkin. And I didn't know I was the greenest thing about women. I never had a chance to study them at all because I had when I was a boy, I led a sheltered life.
Oh.
I was 27 years old before Mama had let me read the ladies' side of the laundry list. And I didn't know what in the world to say to a girl. I'll never forget one time we sitting on her sofa in her parlor, and I couldn't think of a thing to say, and we'd been sitting there about an hour and a half, and finally she turned to me and she says, a kiss for your thoughts.
Well, what
Dottie, did you... there I was sitting there not thinking of a doggone thing.
That's a shame.
Well, yeah, but then that's not the worst of it. We're sitting there on her sofa, and I was down at one end, and she was at the other, and I tried to start a conversation. I couldn't think of anything to say, and finally, and we've been sitting there 2 hours, and
oh,
I hadn't said a word.
Say.
And finally, the fire in the fireplace, you know how it'll flare up just before it goes
sure.
out? Well, it did. It flared up red and then went out, and that gave me something to talk about.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I turned to her and I says, I bet you don't know what made that fire turn red then.
What did she say?
She says, it wasn't nothing we done. It just goes to show you how a boy's early training will affect his whole life. I had one mean old uncle used to come to me when I was a little tender, trusting child. And he'd hold both closed fists in front of my little eyes and say, guess which one?
Oh.
I'd point to one of his fists, he'd open it, wouldn't be nothing in it. Oh. That went on for 25 years, and I never did guess the right fist.
Oh.
And finally, when I was 37 years old, he got sick and thought he was going to die, and he called me to his bedside and confessed there never had been anything in either hand.
Oh.
That had put a blot on my life. I had grown up to mistrust people. And I'll never forget the night I proposed to this sweetheart of mine. I asked her for a hand. She says, which one? I said, don't make no difference. I won't get nothing anyhow.
I feel awfully sorry, Bob. Is there anything I can do?
Well, yes, there is, Dottie. You know, what I come down here for, I remember... Back there, it was 31 years ago, we had a home talent show in King's Opera House in Van Buren, and this girl sang a song, and I accompanied her on the bazooka. You know, I still think of the girl, and honestly, if you would just sing that song and let me accompany you, it might help me to carry my sorrow another 31 years.
Why, of course, Bob. What was the name of the song?
How Come You Do Me Like You Do?
Well, how about it, you boys in the band? Let's help the poor fellow out. Come on. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Why do you try to make me feel so blue? I ain't done nothing to you. Do me right or else just let me be. 'Cause I can beat you doing what you're doing to me.
Whoa, how come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? I mean to tell you, how come you do me like you do?
Million, Bob Burns. Let us know when you get that bazooka fixed again. Now, please stay with us, folks, for in just a moment, we're going to tell you some great news about our show for next week.
One of the best foods in the world is milk, and that's been the case for a long time. The records show that as far back as 6,000 years ago, people knew about the high nutritive value of milk and used a lot of it. Today, it is still nature's most nearly perfect food, rich in minerals, vitamins, and calories to help keep you healthy and strong. Milk is also the ideal food as far as your pocketbook is concerned. The cost has gone up much less than the cost of practically all other things you eat. One reason for this is the important job America's dairy farmers are doing to improve production methods. For our part, we at National Dairy are working day in and day out to find better and more economical ways to process and deliver milk and milk products. Every month, the key men from our companies serving communities throughout the country get together at National Dairy to find new ways for improving our service to the consumer to keep costs low and National Dairy products high in quality. And now here once again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, next Thursday is really going to be exciting. For along with Ed, Archie Gardner, we're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day by having Seal Test Variety Theater originate in the Emerald Room of Glenn McCarthy's New Shamrock Hotel in Houston, Texas. Please try and be on deck for this exciting event, which we are all looking forward to. Don't forget, from Houston next week with Ed Gardner. To our two guest stars tonight, Bob Burns and Richard Widmark, our sincere thanks for a wonderful job. Your appearance here contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. John Lang, I think it's your turn.
And it's a pleasure, Dottie. I don't know of any cause I'd rather speak for than the 1949 Red Cross Fund. All during this month, the whole nation will open up its heart and its purse to this great organization, which offers many important services. The peacetime job is a tremendous one, which needs $60 million for 1949. Please give generously. It is your Red Cross serving humanity through your contributions.
Thanks, John, for your timely appeal. There is no substitute for the work of the American Red Cross. Now it's that time again, so till next Thursday, for Henry Russell and the orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and tonight's guest, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying, we'll be thinking of you.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris, Sidney Zelenka, and Chuck Stewart. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in again next Thursday at the same time when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and, as one of our guests, Ed Gardner. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.